This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Garrett from Everett is. Garrett, are you there?
Oh, you know I am.
Yeah. All right. That sounds like he's very confident, Steve. So you better
Let's
get
do this.
Out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those who are playing along at home, Garrett will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Wayne and Garth are the main characters in what movie?
Wayne's World.
Correct. Which ice cream chain once sold a ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Oh, Ben and Jerry's?
No.
Dreyer's?
No.
Telemark.
No. How many types of pieces are there in chess?
I'm sorry. Say that one more time.
How many different types of pieces are there in chess?
5, 6.
6, yes. Which NBA franchise has the most championships?
LA.
No.
Lakers. Bulls?
No.
Knicks?
No. Oslo is the capital of what Scandinavian country?
Switzerland.
No.
Norway.
Yes. How many words were originally misspelled on the Lincoln Memorial?
Whew. Pass.
What is the fourth planet from the sun?
Mars.
Yes. Who played Dwight Schrute in The Office?
Dwight. Pass.
In what decade did Volvo share its seatbelt patent?
80s.
No.
90s.
No.
70s.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4 correct, Garrett.
Oh, that's a rough showing.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. Steve, are
yes.
you feeling okay?
I'm feeling a little tired, you know,
yeah?
late night going to the Kraken game, living the good life at Climate Pledge Arena with Danny.
Ooh. So the question is, are you ready?
Okie dokie.
That sums up how I feel.
Okie dokie. Wayne and Garth are the main characters from
Wayne's
what
World.
Movie? Yes. What
Party time.
Ice cream chain once sold a ketchup-flavored ice cream?
Dairy Queen?
No.
Salt and Straw?
No.
What ice cream chain? Cold Stone?
No. How many different types of
Baskin
pieces
Robbins.
Are... Yeah.
Damn
how
it.
Many different types of pieces are there in chess?
There are 6.
There are. Which NBA franchise has the most championships?
The Boston Celtics.
You know it. Oslo is the capital of what Scandinavian country?
Is that Norway?
It is. How many words were originally misspelled on the Lincoln Memorial?
How many words were originally... 6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
7.
No. What is the fourth planet from the sun?
That would be Uranus.
No.
Jupiter?
No.
Mars.
Yes. Who played Dwight Schrute in The Office?
Oh, crap. What's that? Rainn Wilson.
Yes. In what decade did Volvo share its seatbelt patent?
80s.
No.
70s.
No.
90s.
No. The mouth of the Mississippi River is in what state?
Mississippi.
No.
Arkansas.
No.
Tennessee.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Let's go.
6-4. Sorry, Garrett.
It happens. Good job. Good game, Steve.
Thank you, Garrett.
Mm. Originally, the Lincoln Memorial had just one word spelled wrong, and it was the word future. They spelled it E-U-T-U-R. There was an E at the front instead of an F.
Oh, they put one too many lines on it?
Yes, but they did fix it. It looks right now. In the 1950s, Volvo decided to share their seatbelt patent in the interest of saving lives. Very, very noble. And the mouth of the Mississippi River is in Louisiana.
Is that how you have to say it?
Yeah, I don't know. Congratulations on your big win, Steve.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's really nothing more fun than gathering rockaholics together and performing our radio shows live for them. And that is what Live Night is all about, Steve.
It's my favorite time of the year. It's so much fun to hang out with the listeners, perform like the sound effects live, the jingles get done live, the music, of course. We attempt to do a radio show later on in the evening, and it's just chaos all around us, and it's a blast being around all the rockaholics while we do it.
It's happening on Friday, the 13th of February, and the theme is Yachty and Naughty. So we hope you'll join us, dress up in the theme, and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
We want to hear from you.
We look awesome.
If you lost any bet, we want to know, what did you have to do, or what did someone you know have to do because they lost a bet? 206-803-ROCK. Steve Migs, we have a few folks on hold. It seems like everything involves hair.
Okay, including us.
Yes. So we're going to start with Rudy in Virginia this morning. Rudy, what did you have to do when you lost a bet?
So it wasn't me, but a buddy of mine, we had a standing mustache bet. We're full metal heads, full beard, tattoos, everything. So when the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl, he had to shave his mustache.
Oh, no.
Right.
Wait, just the mustache part?
Just the mustache, the full-on Amish style.
Oh, so he had the beard, but had to get rid of the mustache.
That's right.
Please tell me you have a lot of pictures of this.
I do, and I unfortunately have some because I've lost the bet as well.
No, I want to see that.
What kind of looks do you get when you walk? Because you said you're like full metalhead dude, and then all of a sudden there's just nothing above the upper lip, but there's hair everywhere else.
We already get the eyebrows raised. I have septum, bridge piercings and everything, and then it's just shiny upper lip.
That is such a fantastic visual, Rudy.
I love it.
Thanks. 206-803-ROCK. We want to know what you had to do when you lost a bet. Daniel from Olympia, what did you have to do?
Good morning. So this happened back in my 20s, and it was with my group of friends. I think we were talking about something nerdy or something, and we were drinking beer, smoking weed. And as I don't remember the particulars, but what I do remember is that I lost horribly, and I had to shave off all my body hair.
There, at that moment?
No, I got to go home and do it in private. That would have been really awkward. I used
some drunk stone dude standing in front of all his friends and, with a razor.
So, I used Nair and razor. It was a mess, but I got it done.
Daniel, did you have to shave your head as well, or was this more like neck down?
No, I got to keep my eyebrows and my hair, but I had to lose the facial hair as well. So clean shaven from the nose down.
But you said you used Nair?
Yeah, I used Nair and razor blade, and it was a mess. Oh, man. Not fun.
I'm telling you, nothing fun ever happened with Nair back in the day. That stuff was awful.
Really? I never touched it.
Oh, it's not a good feeling.
Rice.
Like, I think something's burning. This is not good.
Really? So it burns in spots?
It did for me. I have very sensitive skin, though, Steve.
I guess not. It's a chemical that's removing hair from
it's
your body.
Not good.
It's probably not the best for you.
No.
I do love this text message. We got a lot of great text messages. One that I thought was kind of funny. My fantasy football team lost last year. I had to wear a tiara, a pink tutu, and glitter body spray and go shopping with my wife at the South Hill Mall. Her team beat me, too.
Oh, I love that it was the wife's team that won. That's so great.
This might be my favorite. I lost in fantasy football, and we went out to karaoke night, and I had to sing. Let me just play it for you guys. Nothing wrong with this. So I had to sing My Heart Will Go On at karaoke. Could you imagine, though, if you're not a person that can sing, and this is the song you have to get up in front of people and sing?
I mean, there are just certain songs that should be blacklisted from karaoke bars across the country, and this is without question one of them. I don't care if you think you're a good singer or not. This should never be sung at karaoke.
I might regret saying this. If you guys got me wasted enough, when we're out at our radio conventions, because you'll never get me that wasted when I'm around here. I promise you. I have to be like next level gone. And we end up at a karaoke bar. I'll do it.
Challenge accepted. We will make this happen.
And I will only look at Danny the entire time.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because lock eyes.
Because he's Titanic guy.
I would be very upset if you looked at anyone else.
I might even address the crowd and say, this is our 22nd anniversary, and this is our song.
Do I have to wear the wig?
Yes.
I'll get up on stage with you. We'll do the whole I think I can fly Rose moment.
Oh, so my God.
Well, in that climatic, I'm just bad choice of words, but in that epic moment.
Yes.
You'll come up and Leonardo DiCaprio me?
Yes, yes, I will.
You guys are going to have to get me really
gone. I will record everything. I will keep the receipts. This is happening, you guys.
Uh-oh, here comes Danny. I'm really going to regret this because now I have a feeling when wherever we're going to end up at our radio convention, you guys are just going to be feeding me tequila all night long.
I'm going to remember it forever.
You're going to drink an entire bottle of tequila, and we're going to be drunk on a Thursday at a karaoke bar singing Titanic.
Late night daddy does it again.
And I feel like it's going to go one or two ways. It's going to just crush it in front of the crowd, or it's going to be painfully awkward.
How is it that you think you're going to crush it? You are very confident.
Yeah, tequila.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Ryan from Auburn. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
Who's it going to land on? Will it be T-Dog? Will it be yours truly? It looks like it's going to be. My machine's not working right now.
Beep a doop a doop a doop beep a doop a doop beep.
T-Dog.
All right, Ryan, it's you and me, and this is your clip.
Did we just have a holiday involving this plant or, was it a vegetable?
Yes. Okay. A gourd, if you will.
Okay. So it's Smashing Pumpkins. The song, is it the year?
It is.
Oh no, I don't know the year.
You want me to help you?
I know the song, but I don't know the year.
It comes right before 80.
Is it 19?
Right before 80.
79?
Yeah!
Oh my God.
Now, Taryn, I'm very disappointed in you.
Why?
Why didn't you say that it comes 10 years after 1969?
Oh, dang it, next time.
Ryan would have been able to get it like that.
All right, we're one down, Ryan, one to go. Danny, let's hear the clip.
I do like this song, actually.
That would be Scar Tissue by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Scar Tissue,
Ryan, congratulations.
Yeah, you rock, D-Dog. Thank you.
You are so welcome.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Migs, this is a staggering statistic. They estimate that 300,000 children in the state of Washington are living in poverty. And that is why Coats for Kids is so important, because for some kids, they may not have that warm winter jacket to keep them toasty this time of year.
And I love what Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters, they do. They say not only are we trying to put a brand new coat on a kid in need because it's cold out and we want to keep them warm, but also it's more than just a coat in that it helps with their self-confidence, it helps boost their self-esteem and all that kind of stuff. Showing up to school wearing a new coat is a big thing for a kid. So if you can help out, any amount will be awesome. And big thanks to people like Zachary Beyer, donated $25, a brand new coat for a kid in need. Martin Beyer, I'd imagine that they're related, $25 as well. Karen Toulouse donated $100, and Michael Yates donated $200 to Coats for Kids.
Thank you so much for continuing to step up and help these kids. You can go to KISW.com to make a donation.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the most impulsive thing you have ever done? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Laura is in Shelton this morning. Laura, what is the most impulsive thing you've ever done?
Hey guys, how you got? How's it doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Not too bad. Woo!
What the hell was that?
Her radio blasting.
Dang.
Laura, what was the impulsive thing you did?
I jumped out of an airplane.
Oh. So this is like a tandem situation where you're attached to somebody and you jumped out?
Yeah, it is. So I was at, I worked in community mental health at the time, and we were having one of our regular meetings, and I forget what the icebreaker question was, but my coworker and good friend that worked there mentioned that she was jumping out of a plane the next week and was like, you guys should totally do it. And I impulsively said, I'll do it. And so I did.
That's crazy. And would you do it again?
Absolutely.
It was
the most amazing experience.
Laura, did you get like a video or photos of yourself while you were free falling?
I got so many photos, and the whole time I'm just laughing so hard.
And did your friends have the same experience too? They liked it as well?
Yep, they did.
Yeah, I couldn't.
I don't think I could do it.
No, there's not enough impulsive things. If you guys were like, we're going, I'm like, you guys have fun.
Enjoy
like,
it.
Yeah.
Especially impulsive. Like, I can see, like, that being, like, a life goal. Like, hey, I'm going to eventually skydive or, you know, but just doing it like, hey, you want to go? Yeah, let's go.
To be honest, I think the only way I could do it was impulsively, like, that day. Like, somehow I just got caught up in the moment. But if you give me several hours to stew on it, even, like, go to bed and wake up the next day, I think I would convince myself not to do it.
I don't know if I am a skydiver either. I have gone bungee jumping, and I loved that. But skydiving, that might be too impulsive for me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, good. I'm glad we're not going to do that. We can agree on something, finally.
Finally.
Somebody just said my girlfriend and I went to a Silvertips game and they were doing the kiss cam. I don't know what got over me, but while the kiss cam was on us, I impulsively dropped to my knee and proposed to her. I didn't even have a ring. LOL. We're celebrating our 15-year anniversary this year.
Wow. That's amazing.
Also, I mean, good. You found a keeper. You didn't even need to bring a ring into the picture.
That's awesome.
Right?
The Daily Migs Show.
You shared about a documentary you've been watching on YouTube.
Yes.
And it's called Dave Kingman, Baseball's Biggest A-Hole.
If you know baseball at all, especially 70s and 80s baseball, you know Dave Kingman as the 6'6" slugger, the home run hitter, 442 lifetime homers, 1,210 lifetime RBIs, a scary man to have at bat, nicknamed Kong, nicknamed King Kong. But he was also, with no ambiguity, one of the great in baseball history.
And this docuseries is really fun. It's this guy by the name of Jeff Perlman. And it's like about a 15-minute audio/video podcast where he shows footage. And it's all like the lore of baseball. At least that's what I've been watching. But he's done, I think, some other sports like the Dallas Cowboys. But he'll like do stuff on like, you know, Barry Bonds. He just finds like these random stories, the 1986 Mets. And he goes like a deep dive into them. And this Dave Kingman guy, I didn't know anything about. Maybe I might have remembered him as a kid because he played with the Mets. But did not realize that he was this big of a jerk. And he talks about how like he's a massive jerk to media people. Like there was one female reporter that he didn't like, so he sent to the press box like a rat inside of a box. And when she opened it up, and people were like, dude, that's kind of messed up. And then they also shared this story, which kind of illustrates how he was a jerk to the fans and mainly to kids. And here's Jeff Perlman talking about that.
Kingman was trash. And when I mean trash, I don't even mean as a player. I mean, he was a guy, and this is a literal true story of something he used to do. If a kid had a baseball and he was behind the railing, he would ask Dave Kingman for an autograph. This happened at spring training on multiple occasions. And Dave Kingman would say, yeah, toss me the ball, ask him for an autograph. And the kid would toss Dave Kingman the ball, and Dave Kingman would let the ball fall and he'd walk away. Like, he was that level of.
That's pretty next
just
level.
Just teaching life lessons to these kids. Like, guess what? You're going to be disappointed more.
How would you handle that? Let's just say if a baseball player did that to Barrett.
Oh, I would be so upset.
Would you go full tarantula without alcohol?
Probably.
Oh, I would love to be there for that.
Oh my gosh. That is just so sad.
Right? Like, imagine like he's at the baseball game and it's like, I don't know who. Let's say newly signed Josh Naylor. Jeff Naylor's a real jerk, not Josh. So Josh is doing that and then he does that. Would you yell at him?
F you. Oh yeah, I'd go off for sure.
Danny, what about you?
No, I think I'd just be like, come on, man. And then there's nothing you could do. I feel like I've seen so many people be jerks like that before.
Yeah.
Like in concerts and stuff like that. So I don't know if I would like do more than just be like, well, sorry.
Part of me, it would struggle. It would be a struggle not to laugh.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, I find great humor in these kind of things. I know it's not right, but like, if my daughter was crying, then I would be mad.
Sure.
But if she was just like, kind of like, whatever, I think I would just be dying laughing.
Never meet your heroes. That's what they say.
Have you had an instance where you were mad that you met your hero?
Well, I haven't. No, actually, every time I've met my actual heroes, things went very well. But when I met Corey Taylor backstage at one of our Pain in the Grass events,
okay.
I asked him for a selfie and he told me no, and I'm still not over it.
Did he give you a reason why?
No.
She brings this up like 3 or 4 times a year.
I'll be honest. Every time Corey Taylor's been at any of our events, he's been nothing but awesome.
Well, guess what, Steve? That's what everybody says. That was not my experience.
Him and I hung out in his dressing room and talked wrestling for like 30 minutes one time.
God.
Took all the selfies, like a lot of selfies. We took like 17 selfies.
Wow, he wouldn't even give me one.
Yeah, Danny was even there too.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. We took selfies with our shirts off. We took selfies with like wearing silly hats.
Wow, you guys are making me feel a lot better about this.
Is that the only time that you met him?
Yeah, I think so. Wow. Well, you've met him multiple times and took multiple selfies?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you ever have a celebrity encounter where that celebrity was a total jerk to you, maybe as a kid or even as an adult? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Viggs, we have someone on hold who has worked event security, and I bet they have some good stories.
Okay.
But first, we're going to chat with Juan in Maple Valley. Juan, when did you deal with the jerk of a celebrity?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, Juan?
Not much. The celebrity jerk I dealt with was Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, the boxer?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
He was I get to my mom's house after work, and the street is lined up with cars, and I asked my mom what's going on, and where my dad was, and she said Julio Cesar Chavez is training right there in the corner. I was like, really? So I went to go see, and he was a real bro.
Just rude to everybody?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, and towards the end when they were leaving, this dude was able to step up to him and ask him for his autograph, and this piece of ass threw a towel at one of his fans' face. I was like, oh, man, nah, bro. But in front of the cameras, this was out. And then he, from there, he went to the Boys and Girls Club. But in front of the cameras, this piece of ass was, oh, a real nice guy.
Oh,
you know?
Of course, yeah. Of course. I got a little nervous when you first said you got to your mom's house. I was like, was he at your mom's house? Like, what is happening here?
Leave
like,
my mom alone.
What kind of strange story are we about to embark on?
Alex in Kirkland, tell us about that jerk of a celebrity you encountered.
Yeah, good morning. First off, I just want to say I love the show.
Thank you.
So I have a dog that looks for explosives at a lot of the events, you know, Climate Pledge Arena, Mariners, you know. I meet a lot of celebrities a lot of the time, you know, and mostly everybody's good. But I've had the opportunity to meet Macklemore a few times, and every time, you know, everybody gets treated the same way, but every time it's time to search him or search his car, it's like a big hassle. And, you know, he's not the worst guy in the world, but it's just general D-baggery.
Mm. So is he just, like, impatient?
He just doesn't like that he's getting treated like
a common folk.
Yeah, he's above that, you know.
Maybe he's upset that the prices went up at the thrift shop.
I do remember one time I got lucky enough to park at like the staff and a player parking garage one time at Lumen Field. And I never I think it's like anyone who has if you have suite access as well, you could get parked there. I've never parked in a spot where like you have to stop so that the dogs can walk around your car to make sure there's nothing bad going on.
Were you stressing?
Yes, and I had nothing to stress about, yet you know how it is.
Oh, I do know how it is.
Like, you just start stressing. Like, what if something's in here? I'm like, I have no explosives.
206-803-ROCK. Mike, you're in Seattle this morning. What's the story of the jerk of a celebrity you encountered?
So when I was a kid, I lived down in Santa Cruz, California. So I came home from school. I'm about 5, 6 years old and playing outside. And apparently I woke up my neighbor and her boyfriend, even though it's like 2 in the afternoon. Well, her boyfriend came out to be Neil Young, right? So he comes out just cussing up a storm, yelling at me for waking him up because, you know, like I had a late night last night, all this other stuff. My mom comes out and says, "What, you know, what are you saying to my son? Like, leave him alone. It's 2 in the afternoon. What are you doing? Like, look at yourself." And he does, "Do you know who the hell I am?"
No.
He says, "Yeah. Yeah." And she says, "Yeah, you're the guy who ruined Crosby, Stills, and Nash."
That is amazing.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.